It's cold, it's wet, it's dark, and this is the Mastering Portrait Photography podcast number 2. Forgive me if I sound kind of gloomy, I didn't mean to, but I am stood here on my own in the studio. The sun has long since gone down, it's pitch black outside, I can hear the rain tumbling off the roof in the distance, so forgive me if you can hear hissing in the background. That is, in fact, the inclement weather that is just today. Anyway, it's been a good day, though. We've been carrying on building the website and sorting out permissions and configurations and names and structures so that when you log in, you can find what you're looking for. And it's been sobering, if I'm honest. I thought I'd got it pretty much nailed. I'm not without some experience of putting websites together. I asked someone just to do a very simple thing. In fact, they fell at the first. They said, I have no idea where to do that. And I thought it was the most obvious thing of all, but clearly not. So we're now revisiting everything and making sure that we've cold tested it on as many people as possible. So hopefully by the time you listen to this podcast, you've had absolutely no problem finding it whatsoever. If you have had problems finding it, I'm really sorry. Please send us a message on the forum or contact us. Drop us a comment below. And we are trying our best to make sure it's structured to suit everybody. And what's been really interesting is talking about different ways of learning. So, for instance, I'm a big fan of dipping into things. It's just the way I work. I've always done it. I love to open a book and just drift through it, looking at the pictures, reading the bits of text I'm interested in. And I've got a vast library of photographic books here. I'm a huge fan of books, so proper books. A slight irony, given this is a subscription website. But you'll forgive me if we've tried to make it like a very large reference book. That's always been what I had in my head when we started to put this thing together. I wanted it to be like a reference book, not dissimilar to the book that we published, Mastering Portrait Photography. And that doesn't suit everybody. It certainly doesn't suit my beautiful wife, Sarah, who she's very much more logical than I am. She likes to be able to step by step by step by step go through something, know that she's completed it, know that she's building on the skills that she's developing as she goes. Me, I like to just try things, anything. And if I find there's a weak spot in my skill set, I'll go and revise that up or learn it or simply make do without and see how I get on. And so it's a really interesting thing to talk to different people about how they would like the website to work. Feel free to give us your feedback. The four of us who are looking after this site had a chat this evening, and we kind of like the idea that we're going to get as close as we can. We're certainly going to get it hopefully right. But if we haven't, just let us know. Let us know some ideas about how you think it might work, how you prefer to learn and pick up information and skills. And we'll see if we can reflect that either through changing the structure slightly, through keywording it differently, through producing feature articles that point you in different directions, or maybe just doing a podcast that I talk directly about a certain topic. And that's the way we're going to work the website. It's very much, it's a membership site. It's a community site. The subscriptions will pay for the running of it, obviously. But it's all about making sure that everybody gets something out of it. They get to input something into it, because the more you put into these things on the whole, the better it will be. And so on that note, for those of you who have bought the annual membership, that entitles you to send in images. At this stage, we're not limiting the number, though I'm sure that will come as the membership grows. But I will sit and talk about each image as a critique as I see it. Now, that's not to say that it's right or wrong or that good or bad. It's simply, I'll say it as I see it, with the added caveat that I thought the website had a perfectly good structure, and it clearly didn't. You don't always get it right, and it's very subjective. If it wasn't something that everyone would have a different opinion on, every image would be a perfect 100 in the competitions, because every image you'd shoot it because you know exactly what's right and wrong. You'd shoot it like it's a mathematical formula. And of course, that's not the case. And that's why this game is so exciting and so invigorating. And I got onto one of the conversations today with someone about the process of pre-visualization. I mentioned a little bit of this in my podcast yesterday. Yes, folks, for those who are sharp of ears, I know I said it was going to be a weekly podcast, but I did also mention that we might do a few more rapidly at the beginning just to get the ball rolling. I was talking about this yesterday, the great Roger Bannister, who died a couple of days ago now. And he was someone who's a massive proponent of pre-visualization. There's other names he gave it, but that's how I would know it. And we got talking about this with someone today about how you've pictured the outcome of a shoot. And this person, who's very lovely and very talented, hugely talented, pictures it into the nth detail. And I'm at the other end of that spectrum. I'm 180 degrees around. I don't really picture it that way. I do visualize things. I visualize I'm going to create an amazing image. I visualize we're going to have an amazing time. I visualize this is the day when I'm going to be the most creative. I do all of those things, but I don't visualize what the pictures are going to be at this stage, because I just find it very hard to do it that way. Whereas the person I was talking to, she does very much more planned and executed, whereas I allow myself the space to be something. I allow myself the space to be creative, to play. And they're very different approaches, and they'll come out with great images, I'm sure of it. But they just each suits the way each of us works. And that's quite important. And we kind of sort of drifted around this topic a little bit. And I think the best analogy I have is that being a creative, creating images, is not that much different to creating music. We are creatives. We're musicians with a camera. At some point, I will find a very simple way of saying that. But we are musicians with a camera. We create melodies out of light. Now, I know it sounds a bit pretentious, but you kind of keep with me. We'll follow this drift. If you are a classical musician, on the whole, you learn to read and interpret the notes on the page. You learn how to imply emotion and nuance and just effect and drama and theatre and poetry through whatever instrument is you're playing, but you are interpreting the composition that somebody else has made. If, on the other hand, you are at the other end of that spectrum, you're a jazz musician, you work within a framework that's well understood, because it's very hard to play in a band if there isn't some kind of framework. But within that structure, you make it up as you go along. That's not to say it's random. You're basing it on years of experience, but the idea of being able to ad lib within a framework is a phenomenal one. So if you're a jazz musician, that's your part of the puzzle. If you're a classicist, you're very much more likely to sit and interpret in a much more methodical way. And for me, as a photographer, I used to be a musician, incidentally. That's why I think the analogy works. I was a drummer for many years and a percussionist, not a particularly gifted one, good enough to earn plenty of money from it, which is my days at school. Instead of doing a paper round, I played drums and percussion for orchestras and bands in the area, which was a great gift to do because it's so much cooler than doing a paper round or working on a stall, which I also did in various guises. I used to poodle along, used to pack my kit into the back of my little red Allegro and poodle off. For those of you in foreign climes, the red Allegro, you have to go look that up. It was a Series 2. It didn't have the square steering wheel. I'm not kidding either. The Series 1 did have a square steering wheel. But I had a red Allegro, I'd pile my kit in the back and I'd poodle off and go play these gigs. So that's the reference point I'm coming from. And for me, I don't really know what the images are going to be until I sit down with the person I'm photographing. In the same way that if you're sitting at a piano about to write a song, you don't know what that song's going to sound like, or if you're in my world, you don't know what that song's going to sound like until you sit down and put your hands on the keys. And it's all about how you feel. It's about your senses. It's about the emotions at that particular moment. And that is it for me as a photographer too. I walk into the room, I will meet my client, I'll have a look at them. I'll feel the way they interact with me. Are they happy and bubbly? Are they gentle and quiet? Are they dark skin, fair skin, dark haired, red haired, blonde? Do they have blue eyes, brown eyes? Are they round, full of figure? Are they gaunt? Are they slender? Are they tall? Are they short? When they sit, do they sit with elegance or are they better when they stand? When they talk, do they animate? If I get chatting with them and I'm holding a camera, do they move their hands around or do they freeze? All of these different things play into it. Then I'm looking outside because I'm ostensibly a specialist in daylight photography. That's always been the thing I've loved the most. And of course, that light varies hour by hour, minute by minute, day by day, season by season. It's a phenomenal thing. So depending what the light's doing at the moment they walk in, what am I going to do? Is it threatening with rain? Have I got to work quickly? Is it going to be sunny? Is it better that we go? It's freezing cold and windy, so is it better that we hide in a sheltered spot? But the light won't be so good, so how am I going to work the light? Or is it going to be a studio session, in which case is it going to be plain, simple? Am I going to go for elegance? Or am I going to go for something more complicated? Is it going to be a simple one-light pattern, my favourite as it happens, Or is it going to be something where we've got 2, 3, 4 up to, I don't know, 12 lights on it? Who knows until I start to interact with someone? And that's exactly the same for me as it was sitting down at piano or as a drummer, sitting down with a band and the first count of 2, 3, 4 and off you go. And it's only then you don't really know what you're going to play until you start. And I love that. I love that excitement. I love that drive and energy that that brings. I think it's the most phenomenal creative process. That's the way I love to work as a photographer. Each to their own. But that's the way I love to do it. So anyway, that's my thoughts for the day. It's a short podcast today. I have plenty to do. I've got to generate a whole load more podcasts in the coming days. So this one is just a short 10-minute podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please subscribe to the feed, wherever it is that you normally subscribe to your feeds from. You can subscribe to it onto our website as well if you wish. If you have any ideas of things you'd like me to talk about, then please do ping them across to us. If you are on masteringportraitphotography.com on the website, feel free to drop us a line through there or hop onto one of the forums and ask any questions you like. Until then, just remember, be nice, be positive, be kind to yourself, be creative. There's always tomorrow. Take care.